You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Ombudsman Deborah Glass has called the lockdown chaotic, imposed without warning and a breach of human rights. And she says the Victorian government should apologise.
Among my recommendations are that the Victorian government apologise to the people detained at the public housing estates for the harm and distress caused by the immediacy of their lockdown.
When Victoria was on the verge of the second wave, senior health officials decided the Nine Towers needed to be locked down to contain an outbreak linked to the public housing residents. Ms. Glass says it was meant to be enacted 36 hours later, leaving residents time to prepare, but the Victorian Premier acted immediately.
It was enforced by large numbers of police who were on site before local residents knew what was happening. Documents relating to the lockdown referenced security concerns at the estates. The investigation found little evidence to support these assumptions.
Abdul, which isn't his real name, was at home in his apartment when he began getting text messages that police were surrounding the building.
So everyone was just kind of scratching their heads, and there was a lot of kind of fear and a lot of like trauma and uncertainty as to why there were police. And if it was about COVID, then, you know, why didn't anyone get tested, and where was the information, and where were all the cases? So it was just like utter chaos and confusion, to be honest.
3,000 people were locked in for 5 days, while the residents of one estate in North Melbourne were held for an additional 9. Abdul had to barter for supplies and medications for residents in the early days of the lockdown. He welcomes the findings of the investigation, but says they've all been changed by the experience.
They'd survived a lot coming to Australia many years ago and thought that they had escaped the trauma of their homelands. And, you know, they said to me this morning, you know, they were wrong.
Victorian Housing Minister Richard Wynne says the government will not be apologising.
We make no apology for saving people's lives.
What about
absolutely no apology for saving people's lives.
The Victorian Ombudsman received about 150 complaints from one tower alone. Many said in the first few days they did not have access to adequate supplies, and some had to wait almost a week for fresh air and in-language information. Richard Wynne says it was necessary.
The virus was in many of those towers, and in fact it was raging through those towers. And frankly, the government really had no option.
During her investigation, the Ombudsman was denied access to the Cabinet documents from the meeting held just prior to the lockdown. Damien Stock from Inner Melbourne Community Legal says to rebuild trust, the state government needs to be transparent and explain why public housing residents were treated differently from all other Victorians.
It is absolutely fundamental that we know why the Victorian Premier and the Crisis Council of Cabinet decided not to follow public health advice. All along throughout the pandemic, Daniel Andrews has said, "I'm following public health advice."
The investigation found the decision to initiate the hard lockdown was made on security concerns and partly based on incorrect and potentially stereotypical assumptions about public housing tower residents. Mr. Stock says legal action could be taken.
It's clear that steps were taken that weren't lawful in the Ombudsman's opinion, so we anticipate that there will be further legal proceedings to follow.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.